This goes to Brian Thwaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, P-A-C, fax 989-291-5359, regarding Brenda Ridgway, R-I-D-G-E-W-A-Y, date of birth 7/29/1961. Dear Mr. Thwaites, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Ridgway with diabetic nephropathy and preserved kidney function, hypertension, and proteinuria. Her last visit was May 8th of 2023. The patient reports that she is going to see Dr. Akkad, the hematologist, for her high hemoglobin and hematocrit levels. And it's going to be next month. Of unknown etiology. She has no current symptoms and has not had any known blood clots or no stroke or myocardial infarction to date. But she's hoping there is something that can be done to help normalize the hemoglobin. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has dyspnea on exertion and has several inhalers to use. They do usually help. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And no edema. Medications. I want to highlight losartan with hydrochlorothiazide 100/12.5 daily. Amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. Jardiance is 10 milligram daily. New medications are Spiriva, Handihaler daily, Celexa 20 milligram daily, Ambrio inhaler, and Zyrtec 10 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged. And she does use ibuprofen 600 milligram once or twice a day for pain, and she's not using any Norco anymore. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was her weight. And that was 230 pounds. And it was 222 pounds at her last visit 1 year ago, so about an 8-pound increase over a year. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 12th of 2023. She usually gets them done every 6 months, so they're due any time now. Her creatinine is 0.9. Estimated GFR is 67, sodium 135, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 24, calcium 9.1, albumin 3.9, hemoglobin is up to 16.4, normal white count, and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. She should continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. And a new lab order was faxed over to Sheridan Lab so she could get them done there. 2, hypertension. 3, proteinuria on maximum dose of losartan. And 4, thrombocytosis. And the patient has been referred to hematology, and we'll see the hematologist next month. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.